بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ramadan is the month of great opportunities. This is the month wherein we need to boost the batteries of our iman, and we need to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the year, a person is feeding his body. In the month of Ramadan, he is now required to feed his soul, his ruh, because a person is made up of a body and a ruh. And more important than your body is your ruh, which we tend to normally neglect our ruh. But the month of Ramadan is a time wherein now we feed our ruh with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no limit to what a person can achieve in the month of Ramadan, provided he values his time and he utilizes his time correctly. Every second he utilizes it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, this is the very purpose of our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created us for us to make more money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created us for entertainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never created us only to eat and drink. Allah never created us for romance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for ibadat, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month for ibadat. This is the season of ibadat, where a person makes more and more ibadat, and he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no person has any excuse to say that I cannot make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, one person will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will ask him, why you did not make my ibadat? So he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was very, very wealthy. So many businesses I had. So much of commitments. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then bring Hazrat Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah will ask him, were you more wealthier than Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam? Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was one of the kings in the history of mankind who ruled the entire world at some point. He had the kingdom of the whole world. So were you more wealthier than Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam? Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, his wealth never stopped him from my ibadat. With all the wealth he had, he made more and more ibadat. Another person will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will tell Allah, I was a slave. Because I was a slave, I belonged to someone. I had to serve my master. So I did not have the time to make your ibadat. Allah ta'ala will bring Hazrat Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah ta'ala will tell him, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam also spent some part of his life as a slave, but never did that stop him from my ibadat. A third person will come, he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was very poor, things were difficult, things were tight. That is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring Hazrat Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah ta'ala will ask him, were you more poor than Hazrat Isa alayhi salam? Isa alayhi salam had nothing of this dunya, but his poverty never stopped him from my ibadat. And then another person will come in front of Allah, and he will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was sick. Because of my sickness, I couldn't make your ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring Hazrat Ayyub ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah ta'ala will ask him, were you more sick than Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam? Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, despite all the sickness he had, that still never stopped him from my ibadat. So no person has got any excuse to say that I cannot make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. Remember, this life is your capital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with seeing the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is like a long awaited guest. 11 months people are making, pious people, from 6 months before Ramadan, they already start making dua. One is you make dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. But it's mentioned that some pious people from 6 months before, already they're making dua for Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us see the month of Ramadan. Allah, give us good health, give us the tawfiq, so that we can take maximum benefit We don't want to be deprived. When it comes to dunya, no one wants to be deprived. Which person wants to be deprived? Why is it when it comes to deen, you want to remain right in the back? Last when it comes to deen. No, it's okay. I'm just reading my farz. You know, there's some people, they're not coming to the masjid. No, you need to excel. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ Quran Sharif, Surah Waqia, Allah Ta'ala speaks of three categories of people. One is Ashabul Maymana. Those people, Muslims, that they will go to Jannah. They will get the books of deeds in their right hands. Then Ashabul Mash'ama. Allah protect us all. That group of people will go to Jahannam. They will get the books of deeds in the left hand. And وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ Then you're going to get those that are in the forefront. Now they have excelled. They are right in the front. People are looking in Jannah. They're seeing high balconies. They're seeing penthouses. You know, in this dunya, someone owns a penthouse in a very, very expensive building. He regards that to be such an honor for him that he's got the penthouse. So in Jannah, there will be people that will be in the penthouses. People will be looking, hey, whose Jannah is this? What a high Jannah this man got. Aspire for that. Firdaus al-Ala, when you aspire for Jannah, aspire for the highest stages in Jannah. Don't aspire for second best. No, I'll just get whatever. No, I want the best. So when it comes to deen, when it comes to the akhirat, then we need to be from the sabiqoon as-sabiqoon. We need to be those in the forefront, those that are the leaders, those are the ones that got the highest positions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this Mubarak month, and we need to take maximum benefit from this month. It must not be that the month of Ramadan passes and our maghfirat is not made. The month of Ramadan passes and we did not earn our jannah. Let us not be deprived of the barakat and blessings of the month of Ramadan. Last year there were so many people that were with us in the month of Ramadan. Perhaps never even crossed their minds. The thought never even went to their minds that next year we will not be here. So who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows. This may be our last Ramadan. Who knows whether we will even see one ashara has passed through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we will even see the end of Ramadan. So every moment, every day, every second, let us take maximum benefit from this. And as we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned the incident of Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayh and the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that three forms of ibadat through which a person can get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one was the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Remember, Quran Sharif is one of the greatest ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif got everything in it. Whatever you want, the Quran Sharif has got in it. جاءتكم موئذة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدو ورحمة للمؤمنين. It got hidayat, it got mercy, it got shifa, it got barakat. You know, people want barakat. You're looking for barakat in your life. This Quran Sharif is one of the greatest sources of barakat. هذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك. The Quran Sharif is saying, this is a form of barakah. It is a form of blessings. One letter in the Quran Sharif got so much of barakat and blessings that is even far beyond our imagination. But unfortunately, we have not understood the value of the Quran Sharif. So even if we're reading the Quran Sharif, we're not reading it in the manner that we ought to read it. We're not reading it with that type of respect, with that type of honor, with that type of importance within our hearts, that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I wash my mouth with the water of the seven oceans, then too this dirty, filthy mouth of mine will never be fit to read even one ayat of the Quran Sharif. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that He is giving us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif. So let us take out time every day. We understand everything else in our lives, we take out time for. A person's business, he's got a time. He knows he's got to open certain time, he's got to close certain time. He doesn't just do it haphazardly. One day he wants to go, he goes. One day he doesn't want to go. You tell him there's something wrong with this person. He doesn't know how to do business. So everything else in our lives, we've got times for it, you understand? So in the month of Ramadan, let us take out maximum time. Easy way to do it. Maybe in the morning 1 hour, in the evening 1 hour, at night before sleeping 1 hour. If a person can't take out 1 hour, half an hour, 45 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time, but break it out throughout the day. So it's easy for you to do it. The time when you are focused, the time when you've got that concentration levels, and then recite the Quran Sharif and recite it with the true respect. This is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the Quran Sharif is not meant for just a person to do some qiraat competition. It's not meant for to take the podium and make the dunya listen, people must hear your recitation. No, this is between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you imagine the amount of ecstasy, the amount of happiness, the sukoon and tranquility that will descend on your heart? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding.